MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 26, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, humid, temperatures mid to upper 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:10 p.m. The Lynn Community Ferry to Boston began service this morning. There are 5 round trips daily from Lynn to Boston. The service is being run by Boston Harbor City Cruises. This is their Director of Marine Operations, Jeff Taylor.
We did, a lot of planning came up through with infrastructure, getting the crew together, getting the crew trained, receiving the vessel from the MBTA. So it was a lot of hard work to get it all together. Everything's come together now. We're looking forward to running the service, serving the community of Lynn in the North Shore into Boston. We've been operating the South Shore ferries for over 20 years, so this is an incredible addition. We're very excited about it all. Looking next week to bring Winthrop online, too, underneath our management.
So that'll be a separate ferry out of Winthrop into Boston, or this ferry stopping in Winthrop?
It'll be a separate ferry. It'll be leaving from Winthrop, and then we'll also service Marina Bay and then into Boston.
The boat being used for this service is being supplied by the MBTA.
So the boat leased it from a Rhode Island Fast Ferry. The boat was working for Bay State Cruises, doing a run from Boston to Provincetown. She's a great sea boat. Plenty of freeboard, has ride control to keep it nice and comfortable. Brand new boat, practically. 10 years old, she looks brand new. Just total had a redone insides. Looks absolutely great.
Yeah. That's Jeff Taylor from Boston Harbor City Cruises. There was a fatal motorcycle crash in Lynn on Saturday. The Daily Item reports that the crash took place at 2:40 p.m. in the area of Walnut Street and Menlo Avenue. No other information is available at this time. In Peabody, renovations at the Center Elementary School are expected to begin today with the start of a 2-year phased renovation at the school. The Salem News reports that work includes upgrading the heating, electrical, and plumbing systems at the school. A plan to offer in-state tuition rates to undocumented students who attend public universities and colleges could add millions of dollars in the state's higher education system. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that a study done by the Massachusetts Tax Foundation suggests it could generate an additional $2.6 to $3.5 million into the state's higher education system. The Friends of the Hamilton-Wenham Library will be holding a one-day youth book sale on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The library is located at 14 Union Street in Hamilton. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox are off today. They lost to the White Sox again yesterday, 4-1. The Agganis All-Star Games are underway. Today features the Agganis All-Star Basketball Games to be played at Lynn Classical High School. The girls tip off at 5:30. The boys tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Agganis All-Star Soccer at Manning Field. Boys at 5:30, girls at 7. Wednesday, it's the All-Star Football Game at Manning Field with kickoff at 6. Yesterday was the awards ceremony, along with baseball, softball, and boys and girls lacrosse games. The Agganis Foundation also handed out numerous scholarships yesterday. This is Paul Halloran from the foundation.
The Agganis Foundation Board of Trustees, which is led by Andrew DeMarcus, the president, really wanted to broaden the impact of these scholarship awards. We have been $1,000 a year for 4 years for quite a while, over 20 years. And that's significant in itself, because most scholarships kids get coming out of high school for just that 1 year. But we announced back right around the holidays that starting this year, each Agganis recipient that we name going forward, starting with the class of 23, will receive $2,000 a year for the 4 years they're in scholarship. So it's now an $8,000 award, which we think is pretty significant.
Paul Halloran, the executive director of the Agganis All-Star Games. That's sports. And this reminder that North Shore Sports Night airs tonight, Monday nights, at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And they'll be focusing on some of the Aganis activity tonight in North Shore Sports Night. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.